Chapter 14 is, of course, one of the most important chapters in this book. It treats action finite optimal control problem. And in this case, we're actually going to simplify the problem so that we can have a better idea. We assume all the matrices are normalized, so R1, R2 identity. And also assume that the weighting functions are orthogonal, so that D1, 2, C1 are orthogonal, and B1, D2, 1 are orthogonal. So it basically in the sense that if you look at the cost function, there is no cross terms between the control and the steady variables. And then we can show that there is a stabilizing controller such that makes the transfer function norm from W to Z less than gamma, which is in the same framework as we did in the H2 problem, if and only if three conditions are true. The first one is that one H infinity Riccati equation has a stabilizing solution and is positive definite. And second one is a Y infinity Riccati equation, which is kind of like a filtering Riccati equation, and X infinity is like a state feedback Riccati equation. And they both have stabilizing solutions. And the last condition is that, well, the solution of X and Y, X infinity and Y infinity, coupled together satisfy spectrum radius condition. Now, if all these conditions are true, then we can actually construct a controller that satisfies the H-infinity norm condition, which we're going to show in the next page.